Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply all in the family. All in the family. Think of how important family is to us in every aspect of our lives. Immediately, you may think about your immediate family, but then you may think about family reunions where you get the opportunity once a year to see your distant cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. Yes, my friends, family is not only important from a biological standpoint, it's also important conceptually, as every single person wants to be a part of some type of extended family. If you know anyone who's a part of a fraternity or sorority, they will refer to them as line brothers and line sisters, their comrades, as it were, and they're close to each other, and they take a great degree of pride in that symbol that represents that fraternity or sorority. Go to any church that you know of, and many times inside the church, they'll refer to each other as brothers and sisters. Yes, my friends and neighbors, because family is just that important. There are people who consider, if they were ever in the military, they consider the people who serve side by side with them as their brothers and sisters. Same token, you can go through several different components, even on the negative side, from kids who join gangs. They're only wanting to be a part of a family. Well, I submit to you, my friends, that the best businesses are the ones that make people feel like family. The ones who input components or incorporate components of family into the aspect of the team or the organization they're working so hard to build. And those who do the best job of creating family atmospheres are the ones that win the most. Now, you'll hear people say, well, I don't want to work with family. You should never do business with family. Well, it's an oxymoron, because everyone that enjoys working with business, with any organization, they love it because it reminds them and resembles them of a good family. Well, how do you create a family? That's the question. How do we create viable, effective families? I give you four key attributes of how to create family, and ironically, it's not contained in an acronym. The first component of creating family, the first characteristic of family, is genuine love. Yes, my friends and neighbors, love. Now, you may say, wait a minute, how do I show love in a work environment? All love is concern, compassion, and correction. It's genuine concern, compassion, and correction. That's what love is. You know, and it's not based on performance. It's not based on position. That means whether they're the top dog or whether they're the little puppy on the porch, you're still going to take the time to assist them and help them. Think about how you have been inspired by someone who helped you when you were just in training, when you didn't know your head from a hole in the ground, yet someone took you under their wings and showed you the ropes. They let you understand how this should be done and how that should be done. Well, they did that and made you feel like family. Why? Because they showed genuine concern, genuine compassion, and genuine correction. It wasn't based on your position. It wasn't based on your performance. It was just based on the fact they wanted you to excel. That's the first component, is I must show that genuine love, which is simply that original, unique concern, compassion, and correction for everyone on the team. That means that everybody on the team is worthy of compassion. They are worthy of concern, and they're worthy of correction. If they're on the team, those three things are commonplace all the time. Okay, well, let's outline a little bit further. In a family, the other component is there's always common goals and expectations. Yes, common goals and expectations. That means that the rules that apply to one apply to everybody. But let me tell you those common goals and expectations. You know, if there's a father and mother and they've got three children, what do they expect? They expect all of them to go to high school and college. They expect all of them to succeed as adults. They do not anticipate that they're going to fail. No, on the contrary, they say, this is what we do in this house everyone in this house is going to do X, Y, Z. There are common goals and expectations. Success is expected in every good family. Have you set an expectation of success in your family? Do you have one set of rules for one team and another set for another? Well, I tell you, my friends and neighbors, that in order to create an effective family, the goals and expectations must be common. Write them down. Send them in an email. Post them on the wall. Whatever you've got to do to say these are the goals of the team. Then you know that everybody can coalesce around that common goal. A basketball team that's a good team has a goal of winning a championship every year, and everything that they do is geared toward winning a championship. It's a common goal. If you're on the team, you want to win a championship, and you can see when they win the championship, they cut down the nets to just have a piece of memorabilia, as it were, to always commemorate the moment where they achieve their common goal. What is the common goal you have for your team? How clearly defined is it? Well, that segues me into the next component of building a family, and that is clearly defined rules. Think about it. When you were growing up as a kid, I'm sure you had a curfew. I'm sure you knew what you could do to get grounded. You had daily chores and tasks you had to do. The rules were very clearly defined. You wouldn't dare talk back to daddy or mama. You wouldn't dare disrespect an elder that walked into the house, and you knew that there was almost a death wish to allow your chores to go undone. Well, in a business environment, there are also clearly defined rules and roles. You want to make sure that everyone on the team knows what they are supposed to do. One of the ways to alienate someone and for them not to feel like family is to not give them clearly defined roles. It's for them to wonder whether or not they're doing the right thing. It's so easy to accomplish, which is a reason why many companies have handbooks. When you join a team or get a part of an organization, maybe you don't have a handbook that's 50, 60, 70 pages like a corporation does, but there should be some handbook. There should be some codes of conduct and policies and procedures, things that you say, here's what you do, here's what you don't do, here's how we act, and here's how we don't act. In corporations, they've even got a dress code. If you go to any fast food restaurant, you won't see one person dressed in a red uniform and another person dressed in a pink uniform. You won't see another person dressed in a polka dot uniform and somebody else in a stripe uniform. They all look alike. Why? Because there are clearly defined rules of uniformity. They say, this is how we work together. When you go places with your team, I love to see organizations that know how to dress the same and have the same theme and have the same goal and same mission and purpose. Finally, my friends and neighbors, the greatest aspect of family is selfless sacrifices from leadership. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when the leaders are willing to give up time, talent, and resources to make sure that everybody else in the family wins, that's what it's all about. You see it all the time. A mom will sacrifice and work two, maybe even three jobs just so the children can go to college. A father would do everything he can to make sure that all the fees and tuition is paid for his children, even if it means he's got to work extra, come home later, and leave earlier in the morning. It's the selfless sacrifices from leadership that make everyone in a family coalesce around each other. You even see it in the jungle, where the wild dogs in the jungle will bring back food just so the little puppies can eat. My friends and neighbors, we've got to do everything we can to make the sacrifices for those on our team. They'll recognize them and feel like family. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Remember, you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications, and also keep in mind, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.